Now it is time for our final game, Lightning Fill-in-the-Blank. Each of our players will have 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill-in-the-blank questions as they can. Each correct answer now worth 2 points. Carl Castle, can you give us the scores?
We have a tie for first place, Peter. Paul Provenza and Kerry O'Connor each has 3 points. Charlie Pierce has 2.
All right, Charlie, you're in third place. You're up first. The clock will start when I begin your first question. Fill in the blank. Despite a promised presidential veto, the House voted to get out of blank by next April.
Iraq.
Right. Acting on instructions from President Bush, former White House counsel blank refused to appear before a House panel.
Harriet Myers.
U.S. attorney firings. Yes. CBS President Sean McManus dismissed rumors that blank might leave her job at the Evening News.
Katie Kirk.
Right. The FDA approved a medical skin patch that will be used to treat blank.
Alzheimer's disease.
Right. A relief pitcher for the minor league Mobile Bay Bears could not come out to pitch the ninth inning in a game because blank.
He had lost his way from the clubhouse.
No, he was locked in the bathroom. Pulitzer Prize-winning cartoonist blank was killed in a car crash at age 57.
Doug Marlette.
Yes, a former guest on our show. Springfield, Vermont beat out Springfields across the country and will host the premiere of blank.
Woohoo! The Simpsons movie.
Right. A bank robber in New Hampshire was identified and arrested even though he disguised himself as blank.
As a tree.
Exactly right. The perfect plan. How could it go wrong? James Coldwell duct tape sticks with leaves to his head and torso. Walked into his local bank, a bank branch, and demanded cash from the teller. Though the foliage disguised his face, he was still identified as an animal. Recognized and subsequently arrested, Police Sergeant Ernie Goodnow acknowledged that Coldwell's disguise was extremely unusual. He said, quote, "He really went out on a limb." All right, Carl, how did Charlie do on our quiz?
Charlie had a great game. 7 correct answers, 14 more points. Charlie now has 16 points and the lead.
Oh, my gosh. All right, we flipped a coin. Kiri has elected to go next. So, Kiri, fill in the blank. 4 men were found guilty of taking part in a failed plot to bomb subway trains in blank.
London.
Right. 13 people were hospitalized after participating in Pamplona's blank.
Running of the bulls.
Right. Dr. Richard Carmona said the Bush administration muzzled him for political reasons during his tenure as blank.
Surgeon General.
Right. Sprint Nextel announced that it was dropping 1,100 customers because of excessive blanking.
They called, like, the customer service line.
Right, right. They called to complain, yes. Los Angeles police were called to Hollywood Boulevard when a Marilyn Monroe impersonator said she was assaulted by blank.
An Elvis impersonator?
So close. Chewbacca.
Oh.
Ladies and gentlemen, let the Wookiee win. New York City firefighters released a video urging people not to support blank for president.
Rudolph Giuliani.
Exactly right. The BBC apologized to blank for wrongly implying that she had stormed out of an official portrait session with photographer Annie Leibovitz.
The Queen.
Exactly right. A British grandmother was happy that her sponge cake won 2nd place in a cake baking contest until she learned blank.
Tragically, that it was the only cake entered.
Exactly right. And yet came in 2nd. Jenny Brown's Victoria sponge cake had rack marks on it, so the judges at the Wimblington Sports Committee just couldn't bring themselves to give it first prize, even if it was the only cake in the competition. A spokesman for the competition, Julie Dent, was sympathetic. She said that she had been in Brown's shoes herself. Quote, "About 11 years ago, I entered a show with some fruit scones. I was the only entrant, but I came in 3rd. Carl, how did Kiri do on our show?
Well, Kiri had another good round. 7 correct answers, 14 more points.
My gosh.
And now she has 17 points, and Kiri has taken the lead.
Impressive.
Wow.
So how many, then, does Paul need to snatch it away from
Kiri? A million.
Paul needs at least 7 to tie, 8 to win outright.
Oof. Okay, Paul. Here we go. This is for the game. Fill in the blank. Protestant churches reacted with dismay when blank approved a declaration saying they are not true religions.
The Vatican. Catholic Church. The Pope.
Yes. Well, yeah, exactly.
Same thing.
Yeah. President Bush acknowledged Thursday that it was likely that the leak in the Valerie Plame case came from someone in blank.
In his administration.
Exactly right. Apple stock jumped on rumors that the company was planning a smaller, less expensive blank.
iPhone.
Right. A White House spokesman said there was no credible evidence of a specific terrorist attack this summer, in spite of blank's gut feeling.
Head of the TSA.
No.
Head of the TSA.
His name is Michael Chertoff.
That's the guy.
In an attempt to promote public hygiene, a suburb in China has issued a blank.
Fatwa.
No, a bounty on flies. $125 for 2,000 flies. The American League won this year's blank on Tuesday.
Pennant.
No, not yet. All-star game.
All-star game.
Fans across the country lined up to see midnight screenings of the fifth blank movie.
Harry Potter.
Right. Alerted by a foul smell, police in Germany raided an apartment looking for a dead body, but instead found a blank.
A guy with smelly feet.
Exactly right. Neighbors feared the worst. Johannes Helmut's apartment had been shut up for a week, and there was a terrible smell coming from under the door. But when police broke in, all they found were dirty laundry and a sleeping man with some absolutely lethal feet.
And probably about $30,000 worth of flies, flies.
Carl, did Paul do well enough to win?
Paul needed at least 7 to tie, but Paul had just 5 correct answers. Oh. So with 17 points, Curie O'Connor is this week's champion.
Well done.